7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it's time to do another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghouls Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Ghouls Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this crazy-ass committee, and I'm looking out my window. I'm looking out my window at an American thermometer that says, like 48 degrees? Yeah, it sure got a lot warmer in the last, 15 minutes. Let's check the other thermometer. Looking out my window, also, I'll call it 46 degrees. For people that have common sense, that's 8 degrees Celsius. So it's kind of a nice day. No, it's kind of warm, but I don't know if it rained. Oh no, as I can see out this window, look, it's all misty. There's lots of fog and mist. And are we going outside or not? I don't know. I don't see any wind. And I'm looking for it. Huh. Don't know. This needs to happen, I think. I think we do need to go outside. This means my feet are going to get cold, because if the grass is wet and misty, then it's... What is this sound over here? Oh, it's my cat. What the hell? Hi, dingins. What are you doing, baby Fluffy? Okay, my cat has decided to lay on the paper towels. Yeah, that's fine. You can do that. That's cool. I have this big package of paper towels. You know, it's one of those, like, what was it? A 12-roll pack from some big box store. It's all wrapped in plastic. And, you know, for me to use this, all I do is slit the bag open, the plastic covering open, and I pull out a roll of, you know, paper towels. Well, this has been going on for long enough that there are very few paper towel rolls remaining inside this plastic wrapper. And what has happened is my cat thinks that this is now a very good place to sit and hang out, because she can sit on one roll of paper towels and have her feet on the floor but is still inside the plastic wrapper, and then she can lick the other roll of paper towels. Why the hell are you licking the... I don't want to know. Stay focused, Tobe. The cat is licking the paper towels. Okay, yeah, that's fine. All right, so here's the plan. We have to go to the creek. Not just because it's the closest, but because it's what I need to investigate. And I'll tell you all about that in here in about 2 minutes, because I'm going to have to jump in my car, drive over there. It's going to take about 2 minutes, and we can't record in the car because it'll clip, so we need to kill about 2 minutes time-wise. Okay, go.
God help me, what can I do? My girlfriend's dad is a vicar boo-hoo, and he won't let me be alone with you. Oh, he's a vicar and there's nothing I can do. He's a vicar, you know, works in a church.
Here's what can we do? His girlfriend's dad is a vicar boo-hoo, and he won't let him be alone with you. Oh, he's a vicar and there's nothing he can do.
Altogether!
Oh,
Yes. Okay. Flapadilios Galidios. Here we are, down at the creek. Garbage truck is picking up... Wait, are they picking up garbage or are they picking up recyclables? Is it the recyclable truck or the garbage truck? I don't know and I don't care. Because we're down here on the lawn at the creek. And this is very unusual weather. It's overcast. It's kind of dark. The truck is kind of loud. It's foggy, but it's not fog. It's slightly larger particulates of water. Water particulates. And they're very fine. But they're not as fine as fog. They're more mist type of particles. I'm walking along the tree line. And I'm staring up into the trees. And as I stare up into the trees, I'm looking for large owl-style birds. Birds in the style of owl. Because, as the committee will remember, for about the last week or more, I've been wondering when owl season starts. I've been thinking about it for longer than that, but, you know, we've been making a lot of active investigations in the last week. So I'm down here once again, checking for owls, wondering if owl season has started or not. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, didn't we do this yesterday? Didn't we look for owls? Was that yesterday? Or was it the day before yesterday? I don't really remember. But the reason that we're down here today is because I have an important announcement. Are we actually wondering if owl season has started or when it's going to start? Well, guess what happened to me last night? You know, I went out to eat with the emeritus yesterday. We went and got a big old pizza. Nom, 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 nom. Eat up all the yummy pizza. It was good. It was delicious. And then we went and we bought some cat supplies. I needed some cat sand and some cat food, so I got all that. And then I came home and I enjoyed an evening of working on some projects and thinking about stuff and drinking tea. And then once it got late at night, I was watching football games and sports ball tournaments and all that kind of stuff that I do. When two things happened. One, I had an idea. We're going to get into the idea in a minute because it's not related to owls. It's related to cats. But at 1:37 a.m. local time, I was watching an old Nebraska Cornhuskers football game against West Virginia. And I wasn't very far into it when I heard this strange sound. A really weird, bizarre sound, and I don't like hearing weird, bizarre sounds at night. I thought, what the hell is that? Was that on the TV? Because this is an old football game. This is an old football game before digital media was mainstream. And so this is a game that was originally recorded on VHS videotape and was then transferred to digital media sometime later. So there is, you know, some quality issues. The video is weird. The sound is weird. I'm accustomed to this. But that doesn't mean I don't find it annoying. I heard the strange sound and I thought, is that on the tape? And I couldn't quite figure out what it was. And so I hit mute on the TV. And my furnace wasn't running at the time. And so what does this mean? It's dead quiet. Again, 1:37 a.m. My neighborhood, dead silent. House is silent. and I'm listening, trying to see if there was a sound outside or if I heard the sound on TV. And I sat there in deadly silence for about a minute and a half. What is this bird chattering about? What are you chattering about, homie? Me? Are you worried about me? Dead silence. And I'm thinking I'm going to turn the TV sound back on when suddenly I heard the sound again. Basically, I heard it twice when the sound on the TV was on. I couldn't tell if the sound was coming from the TV or from coming outside. It was coming from outside. I heard the sound. What was the sound, Tobe? The sound sounded like this.
Hoot, 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 hoot.
I said, wait a minute. I know that sound. Hoot, 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 hoot. And I kept listening. I'm like, oh my God. I look at the clock. It was 1:37. I grabbed a napkin to take notes. There's digging up here. This is a fox dig. There's a fox dig up here. Let's go down into the creek just for a few minutes. See what's going on. So yeah, I wrote down on the napkin, 1:37 a.m. hoots. And I waited, and about 30 seconds later, I heard it again.
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Very low hoots. And I was like, wow, that must be a big one. Yeah, an owl came to my house last night. And again, it's not like this hasn't happened before. An owl came to my house he was in my front yard. He was sitting in one of my trees. I'm not sure which one. And he told me that owl season has started. So, yeah. Okay, so I heard him hoot a second time, and I kind of wanted to try to find him, but I knew that I might spook him. I didn't want to spook him, so I didn't want to, you know, turn on any lights or anything like that. And, oh my God, I probably sat there for about it wasn't quite 10 minutes, to be honest. It was more like another 5 or 6 minutes in the silence, listening for hoot hoot, but hoot hoot. I don't know if he left or if he just decided to chill and not hoot anymore or what, but I didn't hear him anymore. I went back to watching the game. The football game. So, I'm walking down the very treacherous slope here. This is weird. And even though it was all misty and rainy this morning, apparently, everything is kind of damp. What was that sound? There are damp leaves. There's mole action. But the funny thing is, the water level's down. We could actually go into the creek bed. But I'm not going to, because it's going to be very wet and very muddy. And I'm not here for the mud. I'm here for the owls. So I'm looking. I'm looking downstream first. Oh. I can hear other birds talking, but it doesn't sound like they're warning each other of owl danger. Let's start walking upstream. You know, I'm not obviously immediately seeing any. This guy that I heard last night, he must have been large. Because he had a very low hoot. He was very hooty. Now see, hear that over there? That's kind of warning squawks going off over there. But that's 100 meters away, plus. Over on the golf course, but I do know that the owls like to go over there. So maybe there's owls over there. Okay, I can finally see some fresh tracks in the mud, too.
and the creek. That's fox. That is a fox track right there. Boom, 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 boom. Fox tracks. Doodly doodly doo. Awesome. Awesome. That's good. Means that we got dudes down here over winter. Foxes digging for those star-nosed moles. So delicious. And speaking of delicious, I'm working my way over to the owl trees. Well, we don't know that they're owl trees. The suspected owl trees. The alleged owl trees. The theoretical owl trees that I think the owls live in because they are hollow. And they would make good nests. And this is the owl nesting area because we see baby owls down here. And they're so cute. So, yeah, it's up here. We need to... But we need to check these, because this is where we see these guys hanging out all the time. Like, last season, this is where we found little Squee and his brother all the time. They were sitting on these branches over here, squeeing at us, doing squeeze. All right, now I got to tell you about my other idea that I had last night. Did I have this before or after I heard the owl? I don't remember. I'm not sure how it came to me. I was dealing with the cat. You know, the cat was being wacky, and I was thinking of wacky cat stuff because I'm so good at it. And there's a squirrel way up there. Not finding owls yet, though. Hmm, where are my owls at? Huh. Anyway, I was dealing with the cat. And I was sort of thinking about getting some food. I was sort of hungry, but I wasn't sure if I was hungry or if I was just bored. So I was thinking about food, thinking, what do I have? What could I eat? And I still have a bagel. I've got like one bagel left over. And I was thinking, okay, yeah, that's what I could do. I could eat a nice bagel and butter it up. Eat a nice buttery bagel. And I thought, oh, God, I don't want to do that because then the cat will hassle me. Then the cat will come down and try to eat my buttery bagel because I have some kind of butter cat who loves butter and blah, 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 blah. And then somehow I thought, you know what I should do? I should use butter as a behavior control agent. I can get my cat to be... Wait, no, I won't do that. I'm going to put catnip in some butter. There's a little tiny woodpecker right here. Oh, and look who's above him. There's a bigger woodpecker up above. This is the woodpecker tree suddenly. What the hell, damn woodpeckers? We got little tiny guy whose name I forget. Then we got a flicker about a meter and a half above him on the same tree. Then we got a couple of other little guys, or maybe girls. I think the girls are looking at these guys on the tree. We got bird action. We got woodpecker bird action over here by the owl trees. Nice. Took a took a took. Looking for bugs. This guy's... I feel like I'd almost reach out and touch him, but he's 3 meters above me. But he's having fun. There, you hear him? Cheep, cheep. He's gonna look for some more bugs. Alright, I'm not up to the owl trees yet. Yeah, so last night I was thinking, okay, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna mix some catnip with some butter so I can make kitty butter. Butter for cats. Yeah, that's healthy, that's safe. And then, of course, me being me, I started thinking, okay, how do I get the, you know, optimum effect out of this butter, though? Do I need to do something to the catnip? You know, do I need to decarboxylate the catnip before I do this? Do I need to, you know, how am I going to get, you know, optimal quantities of nepetalactone into the butter? Then I realized, oh, geez, I don't know, is nepetalactone, the active ingredient in catnip, the kitty dope? Is the kitty dope fat soluble? Is it water soluble? I know you have to steam distill it out of plants, but we don't... No, essential oils, tub, duh. Can I just, you know, bake a couple of leaves, or can I stir-fry some leaves in butter and then let it re-solidify? Yeah, so now I have to do a whole bunch of catnip research. That's fine. I always wanted to be a catnip scientist. Learn catnip science. Kitty dope science. I heard a sound over there, but I think it's just a squirrel. All right, I am under the owl trees now. I don't see any owls standing around on the trees. They're just sitting around. But there's not a lot of branches. These are dead trees. They're hollow in the middle. So now I'm looking in the holes. They're up there. I'm straining my neck. I'm leaning backwards. I'm gonna fall down. Flump. Good sound effects, Tobe. I didn't really fall down, but you knew that already. Huh. Not seeing any owls. But I am fairly confident that owl season has begun. They came to my house last night. Not the first time that has happened. Owls come to my house to tell me important owl news. I don't really understand what they're telling me, but, you know, I can kind of figure it out from context. All right, I'm going to walk up to the cliff here. That's as far as we can go upstream. I'm looking around. I'm looking around for all kinds of stuff. I'm looking for owls. I'm looking for marmots. I'm looking for deer. I've never found a deer down here. I find deer everywhere else, but yeah, no, they're not going to get here. You got to, yeah, no. Anyway. Okay, that's weird. I can see my breath, but it's not cold. Again, it's 8 degrees, but it is very humid, so there's all that. Okay, now listen to that. I do hear birds arguing now, but they're back downstream, and they might also be in the neighborhood. Let's go back. Let's head back to the zone. Maybe there's owls there. Maybe the owls are moving around. They're following me. They watch me come down, and they're thinking, oh my God, he's going the wrong way. What a freaking idiot. He still hasn't figured out any owl business. I'm not an owl expert. I'm not an owl guy. I'm not an owlologist. Not yet, anyway. Learning all about owl science. Okay. Where's those? I can hear them. I can hear angry birds. Let's get down there. They're sort of, it sounds like they're arguing where we come down. Or no, they're up on the, huh. Okay. Patinka. Sticks are trying to get me. I'm trying to hurry so I'm not paying any attention. So all the sticks are trying to reach out and smack me in my face. Rude. Okay. That squawky bird is up there somewhere. What's he squawking about? Is he angry about owls? He is sort of annoyed at something. Okay. We're gonna have to check this out. There might be something happening up there. And now, it's a race against the clock. You know, the irony is that I was thinking, oh, we'll just go down to the creek for a minute, look for owls, and then we'll come back and do some synth. I don't think we're gonna have time to do it. Wow, what's he so mad about? I don't think we're gonna have time to do any synth today. Because now we're on owl watch. Okay, there's somebody arguing over there too. All right, we gotta climb up out of the creek here, and we gotta go up here Where are these guys yapping? What is going on up here? Okay, I have vision of nothing. I can't see anything. I can hear yappy, angry birds. They're over there. Okay, look high, Tobe. Look where you know the owls like to go. What are they squawking about? Or is there a fox? Are they looking for the fox? Is the fox running around? That'll set birds off too. Because a fox is an ovophage. Birds know it. Huh. I see nothing. Where? What's everybody worried about? What's going on? I may have gotten too close. The birds have stopped yapping. But I can hear children screaming. Why are these children not in school? Today is a school day, is it not? Yeah, this is a kid sticking out of the sunroof of a car. Oh, I see a guy. Yeah, that's me, homie. Yeah, huh. Somebody called Child Protective Services. Well, so here's this blue jay. He's right here. What are you complaining about, homie? I'm looking up into the trees. Fruit, fruit. So now he's happy chirping. Yeah, shut it. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. What were you yapping at? Okay. I'm standing next to this little copse of trees that's in the little ravine right before it hits the street. I have seen owls in here before. I'm not seeing any now. I'm just listening to this blue jay. Oh, you think you're a hawk. Yeah, look at this. He's trying to do hawk sounds. You're no hawk. Yeah. No owls. Kind of disappointed. I personally had owl friends come to my house last night to invite me. Well, is that what they were doing? Were they inviting me to the creek? Or were they just announcing that owl season has started? Or this blue jay starting to piss me off. I've always hated blue jays for various reasons. It's a long story. Anyway. I think I'm just going to stand here for another 30 seconds. Looking up into trees, I don't see anything. Let me get up onto the sidewalk. Let's check these trees in the neighborhood. I've seen owls over there. I've seen them over there. I've seen them in that tree. I've seen them in that big-ass tree right down there. Is anybody in that big-ass tree? I'm going to walk towards the big-ass tree. While I tell you that you've been listening to the dubious owl season starting subcommittee, inquiry subcommittee, committee. What am I?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Huh. Yeah, no, I don't think there's any owls down there either. Alright. I'm gonna walk back to my car and think about what delicious leftover food to eat today. Tacos or pizza?